good game, good first game for us, you know, and I think everybody got a good run out, although it'll be 45 minutes each, but it's good for us that we can, the likes of this opposition coming across, it's brilliant, and they're in the throngs of our season, so they're going to be that little bit sharper, fitter, but that's what we're looking for, so the boys have to extend themselves that little bit more. But I think overall, pleased with the way things went tonight.
Yes, was Colin Healy's goal was a cracker, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just a hell of a strike, yeah. It was a brilliant strike, and theirs wasn't a bad goal either, but it was, you know, we played some good football at times. I think both halves we tried to play, and it just shows that we're quite good condition considering.
Yeah, was the team in the first half, you're kind of, like, is that the team you have in mind to start for the competitive season?
Not really, no, just... you know, we put out two different systems, one in the first half and 4-4-2 first half, 4-3-3 second half, so it just suited the way we were going about it, you know, but, you know, there's players in the second half team that could be in the starting lineup, so I wouldn't look too deep into the two line out.
What about Gavin Holohan? Do you think you'll sign him, or how's that set?
No, he done okay tonight. I thought he looked okay in the second half, so we just have to just wait and see. It's going to be... I'll just have to speak to him, see where we're at, you know.
He kind of looks like he has a bit about him, like he can spot a pass and he can pick up a player.
Yeah, he looks like a player, all right, yeah, for sure. You know, our only maybe concern from our side of things is that we have the room there, you know, but he is a good lad, and I think he'd be a decent addition for ourselves if he came in, but, you know, I'm not sure yet. We have to wait and see.
And I suppose just in the first half, there was one moment there, Darrell having a lovely turn and flicked the ball through. It went in, but it was offside. The lines with the flag. Was that kind of something you'd be looking for from him for the season ahead?
Yeah, I think Darrell's a bit off in maybe his fitness, but, you know, his early days. Yeah, he sees a few things, and we've seen him like that and playing. And he's, over the years, I suppose, he's if you'd like to say, he's learned his trade as regards being able to hold people off, but he does see the pass, which is the most important thing, and I think he's a great addition for the team.
Oh,
you know,
Monday night,
it's
the first competitive match of the season with Cliftonville coming down.
Yeah, well, what we'll do is we'll do Saturday first against Longford, and then we'll have a look at everybody, and we'll. You know, we have to approach it as a competitive game, obviously, and
fill our
best 11 if we can, and well, best 11, but I suppose the ones that are maybe more ready at this stage.
He won't.
I don't see him being available for Monday. Although
he won't figure
in, no, Dennis won't figure either. You know, so on Saturday, I think Dennis might get some game time, but Johnny won't. He's been fairly sick, so we're just waiting for him to get back fully healthy. So as I say, Monday night will be the fittest and healthiest bodies that are there will probably start.
And so big thanks to Leeds United as well for coming over.
Yeah, fantastic, and we're delighted, and if we can create more of these relationships with Leeds is a massive club in England, you know, so they were happy with what they got out of it as well, you know. They looked at us, we tried to play, we gave them a good game, like threats either end, so it was good. It was good all round.